Studios, Trent R. Nelson. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And, well, you know what time it is. It is that very special time each week where we discuss all of the happenings going on across Springfield, across Sangamon County, with our wonderful friend. She is the publisher of the Illinois Times and the Springfield Business Journal. Her name is Michelle Owenby. And, again, it is always our pleasure. Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning, Trent. Doing well and just trying to stay on top of all these happenings.
Well,
there are indeed many things happening.
Exactly. So many things. It's amazing you ever get any sleep, but we trust that you do. And we trust that if you are a bit tired, that you get some coffee. And speaking of which, Michelle, tell us a bit about the Yellow Bird Coffee House, if you would.
Yes, we have a couple of businesses under new ownership, one of them being Yellow Bird Coffee House, as you mentioned. But the new owners say not to worry if you're a fan of the establishment. There should not be any major changes in the works, and they are looking at adding, not subtracting, from the menu. Nicole Watts, who is most recently a community health worker at SIU, has purchased the business along with Barb Binkley, who works for the school district. Nicole's going to be the one front and center, though, so she will be the person you will most likely see when you go into Yellow Bird. The current staff is remaining. She says the staff is amazing, and they are working with them on some scheduling issues and hope to eventually be open every Saturday, not just one Saturday a month that they are currently, and also hope to eventually add a lunch menu in the future. So she says that all of the old favorites will remain on the menu, and if anything, they will only add to the offerings.
Well, that's hard to beat, isn't it? All of
exactly.
The things we love and some more things we might love in the future.
That's right, and more of it. And the owners, Mike and Kelly Donaldson, they opened Yellow Bird there on First Street, just near Memorial's campus, a little over a year ago. It was February of 2023, and they did a major renovation of that historic property. They also redid the upstairs, and they rent out the apartments to traveling nurses. But Mike said that they had an opportunity to move back to his wife's hometown and be closer to family, and they do have several children, so they decided to take advantage of being close to family and are confident that the business is in good hands.
Well, that's brilliant, and we wish them the best. Being close to family is so very important and special, and we know that the new owners are going to hit it out of the ballpark in the same similar manner. But we have to, as you noted, Michelle, we have to get to another business that has changed ownership. Michelle, tell us a bit about Coble Animal Hospital. That is another establishment that has changed hands recently. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, so that is a longtime Springfield business. It was founded in 1941 by Dr. Porter Coble and then run by his son, Frank, for many years. And now Dr. Joan Reeder purchased the practice effective May 1st. She worked with Frank for about 23 years and said that he was really a mentor to her. And for many years, it operated as two separate locations. They had the Sangamon Avenue Vet Clinic on Sangamon Avenue and then Coble Animal Hospital there on MacArthur. Last July, they consolidated operations into the Sangamon location, which is a newer facility. And so they are just going to be operating out of that one location, but are hoping to add some additional vets down the road. And they've already added some additional spots for boarding. Boarding for dogs is a big thing. And they even have luxury suites if you want your dog to have its own bed and a themed room and all that while you're out of town. It's like a hotel for dogs. So they are, again, looking at keeping many things the same, but perhaps enhancing some of their existing services as well.
Well, again, that's two dingers hit right out of the ballpark. Two spots that, although we're sad to see them changing ownership, seem to have a good plan in place to maintain all of the local favorites while perhaps even adding some new innovations. But Michelle, of course, not all innovations are positive. In different time periods, in fact, that term actually had a derogatory connotation to it. But of course, in our traditional everyday lives, we also see cutbacks and businesses close. What can you tell us about Family Dollar, which is, of course, well known to the denizens of Springfield and the surrounding areas, to be sure?
Yes, so we are losing two of our four existing Family Dollar locations, part of nationwide cutbacks for the discount retailer. And, you know, you would think with inflation and the economy and all that, that these types of stores would be even more of a hit. But in fact, the parent company has suffered some significant losses, $1.7 billion just in the fourth quarter of last year. Family Dollar is actually owned by the same parent company that operates Dollar Tree as well. So they have announced they're going to close about 1,000 locations across the U.S., just citing inconsistent revenue. So here in Springfield, the Family Dollar on Cook has already closed. The one on South Grand, which is right by our office, is slated to close May 25th or when the inventory sells out, whatever comes first. But apparently the locations over in Fair Hills Mall and on North 9th Street are not going to be affected. So no word yet on what might backfill those two Family Dollar locations, but hopefully they will not remain vacant for long.
No, hopefully not. And that is a sort of bad signal out to the community. Hey, if you're listening and you have any good ideas, from what I understand, there are going to be two locations open. If you need a brick and mortar spot, of course, Family Dollar does provide many things for many parts of the community. And so I'm sure that they will be missed to some degree. But luckily, we still have two. And while two is not as many as four, perhaps from an economic standpoint, they will do better having less around. Now, Michelle, we know you're so busy. We know that you make time for us each week, and we so appreciate that, as, of course, do our listeners. But tell us a bit about recognizing young professionals and what our listeners should do if they have a young professional in their life that they would like recognized.
Yes, the July issue of the Business Journal will feature our annual 40 Under 40, which is always very popular. As the name implies, we recognize 40 young professionals under the age of 40. We are taking nominations for that through May 17th, so you've still got a little over a week yet to get your nominations in. And I will tell you that quality matters more than quantity. This is not a count the vote sort of thing, so you don't need to get a few dozen of your closest friends and family to cast ballots for you, just one or two solid nominations with some information about community activities and professional achievements and all that, and telling us what a wonderful, well-rounded person you are would be the most helpful. So you can go to SpringfieldBusinessJournal.com, and if you click on the awards tab, you'll see 40 Under 40, and you can even view a list of previous selectees. Maybe you have somebody in mind and you're not sure if they've already been recognized. You can double check that. And if not, go ahead and make that nomination.
You're here first, folks. If you know someone who deserves recognition, put their name in the hat. And what do you know? Maybe something wonderful will come of it for those 40 under 40. Really marvelous stuff. Michelle, our talk is always so marvelous, and we appreciate it always. And surely we hope that you'll come back and do it again with us next week. But until then, would you tell our listeners where they can learn more information like what we have just gone over?
Absolutely. As long as you're on the website, SpringfieldBusinessJournal.com, you can also sign up for BizBytes. That's our weekly newsletter, and it's free of charge. Or, of course, you can sign up for the print edition and get the expanded version delivered directly to your home or office every month.
Delivered directly to your home or office each month. Our chat is delivered directly to your eardrums each week, and we stay boogieing. Michelle stays boogieing. Illinois Times and Springfield Business Journal stay boogieing. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, wonderful rest of your week, and we look forward to boogieing again with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Trent.
Absolutely. Business in the 217 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. And of course, we just had the lovely pleasure of speaking with Michelle Owen, the publisher of the Illinois Times and Springfield Business Journal, as we do each and every week, and we got into some real positive discussion, real positive topics. Go get some coffee when you go out. Go visit the animal hospital if you've got an animal that needs a bit of attention, and enjoy everything that Springfield and Sangamon County has to offer.